children used to get. They'd give these sores in their throat, you know, and their throat would close and they'd suffocate.
Called tonsillitis?
That, or was
or
there
a, choking queasy.
What's that like?
Well, that's the way they would do. They'd choke, they would choke to death. Several, I know several children choke to death.
Is that anything like diphtheria?
Yeah, it's pretty much, I believe it's all the same thing.
Hmm.
Now, I sure do. I had a first cousin died with that.
With what?
They called it choking queasy, but to me, it seemed to me like, now I'd never seen nobody with it, because I was always scared of it and stayed away from it if I heard anybody had it. But from the symptoms that the people would tell me about, it must be something about like, what'd you call it? Diphtheria.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Don't hear about that too much anymore, though.
Don't know. You hardly ever in the world hear of diphtheria.
You ever had any trouble with your appendix?
I had my appendix took out.
Did you have an attack of
I had an attack, appendicitis attack, several times before I had it took out, but I didn't know what it was.
Hmm.
And finally I went to a doctor. I was just cramping to death nearly, and he run a blood test, and he said, well, it's at the rupturing stage. Said it's 18,000, and said that's when they rupture. And it just like scared me to death. I just thought, oh, I can't be operated on. I just can't. I never had, and I didn't think I could. But I sure did.
How old were you then?
How old? I was 43.
Mm.
And I had it for years.
Mm.
And every doctor I'd go to and just give me something to ease me. It's a wonder it hadn't done rupture.
Did people used to call appendicitis anything else that you remember?
Now, I don't remember.
Something like cramp colic or?
Now, I have heard people say that they believed what they used to call cramp colic was appendicitis. They didn't know, but they believed it was.
Mm.
Just they can just think back about the symptoms of it, you know. A many a person died and they'd say, well, cramp colic killed them.
Mm.
And I expect it was a ruptured appendix.
Mm. Have you ever heard of anything called proud flesh?
Yeah, I've had it.
What is it?
Oh, I had a big toe now, sir, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It just got so sore and got hurting so bad I couldn't hardly stand it. Well, I had a pair of sandals on, and I told Lori, she hadn't been with me but just a little bit. I said, there's just something wrong. That toenail has got to come off of there now. I said, it's loose on there and it's just hurting so bad. It's got to come off. Well, the way it had done, it had turned loose down here at the back of it and prized up there. But on each side, it was just as solid as a rock. And I went up there to Dr. Clinic, and he was in the hospital at Jackson sick, and I just turned loose and drove myself down to McGee.